Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Tess.
So now that the abortion bill has sort of been done and dusted, tied up with a bow.
We can all take a deep breath.
We can all take a deep breath. What else has been going on?
Well, I thought today we'd have a look at some of the things that normally go under the radar.
So, okay.
With state politics, you normally only ever get to see sort of question time and the grabs on the nightly news and stuff of the people in Parliament, in the chambers and stuff. But where the work actually happens in Parliament, New South Wales and federal too, but where the work actually happens in New South Wales Parliament, it's actually in the committees. So there's always dozens of committees and dozens of inquiries going on at any one particular time. I thought today we'd just have a look at a couple of the issues that are bubbling away under the surface, and they're probably going to make headlines very soon. And the first one of those is nuclear power, believe
Ooh,
it or not.
Okay.
So energy in particular is a huge issue, and it's going to become a much larger issue in New South Wales in particular. And that's because coal-fired power stations are closing down. You may have seen the news about Liddell, the Liddell power station, and that was recently given a reprieve of about 3 years. AGL wanted to close that down, but they've decided to put it off for about 3 years or so. Now, I think that represents something like 20 or 30% of the power generation in New South Wales.
Wow.
Now, that's only a couple of years away before it closes. And what's been happening in the background is that some conservative politicians and conservative commentators and also the big lobby groups, the mining groups and that sort of thing have been arguing that we should enter into nuclear power. The one person that's come out of the woodwork and decided to run with this is Mark Latham.
Of course.
He's the One Nation leader in New South Wales and upper house. He decided a couple of months ago to enter a private members bill into the upper house. And that is to overturn the current ban, because currently it's banned in New South Wales and across the country, uranium mining and also nuclear power. So they've decided to put that private members bill into the upper house, and that's currently going through an inquiry at the moment.
So do you think this is likely to get off the ground then?
Well, this bill in particular, like I said, it's at inquiry stage at the moment, so that inquiry will report back soon to the upper house. The chances of this actually getting through the upper house and then making it to the lower house to become law, to overturn the ban, the chances are pretty slim. But it's really interesting because this debate is actually going on across the country. There's actually three separate inquiries. There's one in the Victorian Parliament as well. And there's also one happening at a federal level too, on nuclear power. So this nuclear power debate, regardless of whether or not anything actually progresses from a legislation point of view in New South Wales, it's going to go on for some time. This is probably the sort of the first kind of foray into it in New South Wales, again, to re-enter that debate and actually look at it and see whether or not nuclear power is actually a feasible option.
And so you said Mark Latham was the one to put the bill forward. Obviously, we can guess they're supporting it then. What does the rest of the parliament look like? Who's for it? Who's against it?
Well, as you would imagine, as you go across the political spectrum all the way to the other side, which is the Greens, they're obviously opposing. They oppose nuclear power in any form. It's interesting, this one, because, like I said, this is really the first little battle to try and reintroduce the debate into the public sphere. Like I said, this probably won't get through this particular bill, but it's interesting to look at the politicians, and there's senior politicians that support this. So John Barilaro, who's the Nats leader in New South Wales, he supports nuclear power. He's actually been overseas and looking at nuclear power stations as well recently. The Treasurer, Dominic Perrottet, he also supports, it's come out recently and publicly supported it. But the one that's important, and this will actually come from Cabinet as well, this is what we're all waiting to see, where the government actually stands on not only nuclear power, but what the future of energy production in New South Wales is. And that comes down to Cabinet and also to the Energy and Environment Minister, Matt Keane. Now, at the moment, Matt Keane has said, he's actually told me, as well as saying publicly, that he's technologically neutral on the issue.
Oh, okay.
Now, what that means, what I think he means by that, is that he'll wait and see to see where the costs stack up, that he's not necessarily opposed to nuclear power, he'll wait and see whether or not the costs stack up and whether or not it is a feasible option. I guess as a politician, it's one way to particularly sit on the fence and see which way everything goes. That's basically what we're all waiting for. This bill in particular is just an interesting little skirmish, as I said, that enters the nuclear power debate into the public sphere. But we're waiting on the state government to see what energy policies they actually come out with over the next 12 months. And I suspect we'll see some announcements and stuff before the end of the year, you know, renewables and also nuclear power and so forth.
Certainly going to be one to watch. What else has been happening?
There's another inquiry going on, the Right to Farm Bill, as they call it, in New South Wales. This is the one that received a lot of attention a couple of months ago. You probably remember there were some animal activists that went out to farms and decided to film things and that sort of stuff. The New South Wales government has decided to try and counteract that, and they've introduced what they call a Right to Farm Bill. And that bill basically, at the end of the day, is increasing the penalties for anybody who illegally or unlawfully enters properties, especially in the agricultural areas and farming areas and that sort of thing. At face value, at surface value, surface level, it looks like this bill sort of like is just an increase to those penalties. But the opponents of the bill say that the bill itself, which is currently again in an inquiry, is far too broad. So, animal activists shouldn't necessarily be able to enter a property illegally. But what the opponents say is that this is going to affect far more than just that. So, for instance, if you think about coal seam gas protests or mining protests out in agricultural areas, that sort of thing, they're saying that this has the potential to actually shut down those protests and actually, increase the penalties for everybody across it. So that's pretty much where the argument sits at the moment. That's currently in an inquiry stage as well, and that will be reported back pretty soon.
I imagine it's going to be difficult to draft some legislation that distinguishes between the animal activist protests and coal seam gas protests.
Yeah, that's right. And those protests have been going on, mining protests and coal seam gas protests, they've been going on for many, many years as well. And that's what the opponents of this bill, the Right to Farm Bill, say, that, it's far too broad. We understand what you're doing, but this is just far too broad. And what you're going to actually do is persecute a whole stack of people that just have serious misgivings. It's about freedom to protest and that sort of thing as well.
And so I suppose same question as with the nuclear power one. What do we reckon the odds of this one getting up are? What's the future of this?
We really don't know. The government supports this bill. It getting up in the current form that it is, it has a very slim chance. But it's going to come down to the amendments and exactly what the bill will say. Simple answer to your question is it will probably get through. But
okay.
We don't know what form that will be yet. It's got to go back to the House and be debated on thoroughly. And then also they've got to consider all the amendments and try and narrow that scope.
There's that word again, amendments. It will never leave us.
That's right.
Thanks so much, Anthony.